His check on stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. The FEMA Mobile Vaccine Clinic, which is scheduled for today in North Canaan from 11 a.m. till 6 p.m. at Town Hall parking lot, will take place with Pfizer vaccines being administered instead of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, which was previously announced. Appointments are made for the second inoculation once the first is received. The clinic is for all residents of the Northwest Corner. A story by Bridget Ruthman in the Republican American. A driver was airlifted, four others hurt in a Norfolk crash where a sport utility vehicle crossed the center line on Route 44. A two-year-old child is among those injured. The unidentified driver of that sport utility vehicle on Route 44 that crashed into the oncoming car driven by a 26-year-old Maine woman was airlifted to Hartford Hospital with serious injuries. State police did not identify the driver of the eastbound Suzuki that crossed into the westbound lane at about 9:20, but said the individual first was taken to Winston Health Center before being transferred by LifeStar to St. Francis in Hartford. The vehicle is owned locally by Arnie Rostad. Desiree Smouse, driver of the other car that collided with the Suzuki, a two-year-old child and two others were taken to Sharon Hospital by North Canaan Ambulance. The child was properly positioned in a child restraint system, according to first responders. All four occupants of the Cadillac suffered injuries not considered life-threatening. A story by Ruth Epstein out of Cornwall Bridge. That project on the intersection there has now been shelved by the state. That proposed plan for reconfiguring the area around the intersection of Route 7 and Route 4 has hit a setback. During a public forum on Monday, the first selectman, Gordon Ridgway, said the plan devised by consulting firms and considered a quick build is now being put on the shelf. He said the town will focus on a more conventional long-term vision for that area. Connecticut Governor Ned Lamont is directing over $10 million in emergency federal funding to 15 school districts to remedy student absenteeism and disengagement due to the COVID-19 pandemic. The new Learner Engagement and Attendance Program will engage directly with families through home visits to improve attendance, prepare students for the upcoming school year, and connect families to needed services. The Waterbury, Torrington, and Meriden school districts are among 15 school systems that will receive a share of the $10.7 million in federal COVID-19 recovering funding that is underwriting that program. Now that there's a pause in the distribution of the Johnson & Johnson one-shot COVID-19 vaccine, many in Connecticut who have already received those doses are left wondering what to do next. This comes after six reported cases in the U.S. of rare and severe type blood cell clots called cerebral venous sinus thrombosis. The six reported cases were among the more than 6.8 million doses of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine administered in the United States. If you're worried, they say don't panic. Symptoms to look out for within 6 to 13 days if you receive that shot, according to the CDC. They develop severe headache, abdominal pain, leg pain, or shortness of breath within 3 weeks after that shot. If they do, contact their health care provider. The New York State Police and the Dutchess County Sheriff's Office hosting a child passenger safety seat event by appointment only at the Amenia Firehouse. That happens today from 4 till 7. Technicians will be on hand to assist with the installation of children's safety seats and answer any questions. Appointments are required. Call 845-677-7331 to see if there's any slots left. So meetings coming up today. We'll start off in Sharon, where the Planning and Zoning Commission has canceled their meeting for today. In Falls Village, the regular meeting of the Recreation Commission takes place at 7 p.m. Noble Horizons and Sharon Audubon naturalist Bethany Sheffer today at 7 p.m. have an introduction to the migratory birds who travel hundreds of miles each year to spend spring and summer here. Registration for that Zoom event for the free program is at noblehorizons.org. Pine Plains has a public hearing going on today at 7:30 for the purpose of hearing all persons for or against a minor subdivision application submitted by Cedar Ridge Farm for a property located on Route 82 in the town of Pine Plains. Dover Town Board will have a special meeting today. That will take place at their location at 126 East Duncan Hill Road. New England cuisine, cocktails, and history will be the topic of conversation tonight at 7 o'clock during a virtual program offered by the Kent Memorial Library and House of Books. It'll feature Lakeville Journal editor Cynthia Hosswinder and also author Meg Muckenpout. Copies of the book are available at houseofbooks.com. It is a Zoom event. The Town of Sheffield Planning Board has a meeting set for tonight at 7 o'clock. It is, of course, remote. Now, coming up tomorrow, the Village of Millerton has a meeting, a special meeting at 6 o'clock, election information. Contact the Village Hall for the link to the meeting, which will also be live on Facebook. In Cornwall tomorrow at 7 o'clock, the Board of Finance has a Zoom meeting. Town of Amenia has their meeting at Town Hall tomorrow at 7 p.m. Ancrum Town Board meeting will take place tomorrow. That is at 7 p.m. Pine Plains Town Board meeting is being held tomorrow via Zoom at 7 p.m. The Sheffield Kiwanis sponsoring a food drive at the Great Barrington Price Chopper on Saturday from 8:30 till 4:30. All proceeds benefiting the People's Pantry, CHP WIC, and Sheffield Food Assistance Program. You can donate non-perishable and personal care items, diapers, cash, or checks at the U-Haul truck, which is located in front of the supermarket. Conakil Central School District has a blood drive going on. That is happening on Saturday from 9:30 until 2:30 in the high school cafeteria. Meanwhile, in Sharon, you can help clean up Sharon's roadsides. Meet members of the Sharon Energy and Environment Commission on Saturday at 10 a.m. in front of the Hotchkiss Library in Sharon. They'll provide roots, safety vests, latex gloves, and garbage bags. Please bring your own mask, and if you have your own safety vest, bring that as well. The rain date is April 18th. Diamont Library has an online event, Beavers in Connecticut with Ginny Apple. That happens Saturday at 2 p.m. Register at huntlibrary.org or on the library's Facebook page. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com. You'll also find them on Facebook and Instagram, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off today at 33,677.27, the NASDAQ at 13,996.10, and the S&P 500 at 41.59. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.